Capítulo de 10. The Malbim's Hakdoma to the capítulo, Mizbozat. The Malbim's Hakdoma, Keneged Ba'alei Lashon Bizmano, Asher Divru Osok. Osok is to speak forcefully in a sense of with brazenness. Asher Divru Osok Neged Hashem, V'darshu Plasta V'Toraso. And interpret the Torah in all kinds of false ways. The three areas of speech, three types of speech, divrei kfira against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman Litzlan, let's say in Inyanei Hashkacha, distorting the meaning of Torah, and Lashon Hara. It's a sort of just a somewhat eclectic group that the David HaMelech has assembled here. We'll take the Baalei Lashon Hara, we'll take the Kofrim, we'll take the those who distort the meaning of Torah, rather they have anything in common, this group. So the Tzad HaShoveh is that each of these stems from Gaiva. Sometimes in Yanei Emunas V'Deyos, people are genuinely confused. That's got nothing to do with Gaiva. But sometimes the Rekfira don't come from a sincere sense of confusion. Sometimes they come from a brazenness where a person is sitting in judgment on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The person has his ideas about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechuyav, in quotation marks, to be running the world. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu isn't living up to this person's expectations, so then the person speaks with a brazenness. Dovish Plasta B'Toroso is the same thing. A person basically manipulates Torah to mean what he wants it to mean. Instead of being machnia himself to what the Torah says, what the Torah teaches, to the Torah's values, he looks to it has to reflect him. It has to reflect his opinions, his beliefs, his desires. It has to accommodate him. Whenever a person speaks gratuitously, disparagingly about someone else, the Hainu Lashon Hara, there's also a sense of condescension, a sense of superiority, which the person feels that that gives him that perspective. So to look down on people, a person has to elevate himself. If a person doesn't elevate himself, then he's going to be at eye level with people, or maybe lower than people. When a person talks Lashon Hara, he's looking down on people. To look down on people, I have to elevate myself. In a in a false and in a false sense. So Lanatzeach al Hashminis Mizmal David, Hashir Hashem ki gama chosid ki fasu emunu b'nei v'adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save us, save, bring a Yeshua. There are no more chasidim, and even faithful people, not just devout, fasu. They're also fasu is lashon efes, without the aleph at the beginning. Ki fasu emunu b'nei v'adam. So the Malbim Kedarko, distinguishing the nuances of meaning, here it's not a nuance, here it's a major difference between chassid and emunim. So here the Malbim is following kigama chassid shahayu osim chassid b'davar shalo hiftichu klal. Not just that they were honest, not just an honest person who stands by his commitments, who makes good on his promises and guarantees things to in which he has obligated himself. No, but a chassid is some, even though there's no obligation, he never made a commitment to this other person, or not in the realm of ben adam l'chaver, in the realm of ben adam l'malkum, v'chein osu mitzvos yiseros mitzad al chassidus. So this goes back certainly as far as the Ibn Ezra explicitly explaining the etymology. Chesed, the Ibn Ezra already explains, means, again, without the negative association that we have with the term, extreme, haflaga. That's what chesed means. So the Ibn Ezra says in Sefer Vayikra that when the Torah speaks of the erva of a brother marrying a sister, the Torah says it's a chesed. So Rashi quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin, al derech midrash, that once Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as a chesed, waived this iser, because Cain and Hevel, who else were they going to marry other than their sisters? So for the world to get started, the world to be populated, so Hakadosh Baruch Hu, as a chesed, that this is an iser which, okay, but obviously that's a drashas Chazal. But what's the pshuto shel mikra? The drashas Chazal is that dafka this erva is being described as a chesed. But what's the so the Chazal, the drash is intended to supplement the pshuto shel mikra. What's the pshuto shel mikra? So the Ibn Ezra says the pshuto shel mikra is that chesed means something which is extreme. It can be extreme l'tova. You have a person who puts himself out for other people, goes above and beyond to help other people, so that's chesed, that's extreme l'tova. And then you can have, so if someone is engaged in behavior which is extremely repugnant, so that's also chesed. The etymologically, the it's neutral in terms of whether it's l'tova or l'ra'a, and can be used in either context. And that's what the pshuto shel mikra is, the Ibn Ezra says. The pshuto shel mikra is that chesed hu, that this is something which is, this type of incest is incredibly off the charts in terms of being the depraved behavior. Couldn't all the arayas have been described this way? That's why Chazal had the drasha of chesed, who the Kodesh Baruch Hu once was matir this issue. The Rambam has it also says that chesed is lashon haflaga. When you look at Mesilas Tishan, the definition of chasidus, Yisod Avod V'Shorosh HaChasidus means to go beyond Shura Sadin. Chasidus means to go lefnei Shura Sadin. It has that same sense of, again, extreme in the sense of beyond, above and beyond. So Kigama Chasid, so the David HaMelech says in looking around in the world, so Kigama Chasid, you look in society, you don't see any Chasidim. And not only Chasidim don't you see, but Kifasu Amunim Bim Neodam. Even people who weren't not necessarily Lifnim Yishur Sadin people, but just people, anshe emes, sheyishma, sheshamru, ma sheftichu, ube mitzvos hayu osim hachiyuv hamutal aleihem. And it's not just the, sort of the absence of the positive, but there's shav yidavu isha sveehu, svas chalokos, v'lev v'lev yidavu. Malbim actually has two pshatim here. The second of the two is shav yidavu in yonei emunas v'deyas, and svas chalokos, to be glib. Right, to have to be a smooth talker, belev alev, with all kinds of different kavanas that a person keeps hidden, a person postures, a person is fakes. So in his ben adam v'chavero interactions. Yachres Hashem kol sifse chalokos lashon medaveres gedalos. And Kadosh Baruch Hu should cut off those lips that speak, again, glibly, smoothly, in the sense of where the smooth exterior is hiding and camouflaging an interior that doesn't correspond. And again, the verb Yachres Hashem carries over to the second half of the pasuk of Loshon Medaberes Gedolos. This is parallel, the Malbim explains, to the previous pasuk, that the Sifsei Chalokos is the second, what was in the second part of the pasuk, the Ben Odom L'Chavero, trickery and deceit, etc. And Loshon Medaberes Gedolos follows up on the Shav Yidavu Ishes Ve'ehu in Yonei Emunas Videos. Here again, specifically, the idea we spoke about at the beginning of the capital, but here specifically, Lashon Medaberes Gedolos, when people speak Divrei Kfira, so Gedolos here means in the sense of grandiose, big in that sense. There's a haughtiness within heresy. These people, Asher Omru L'Lshonenu Nagbir, Svasenu Itonu Mi'odom Ono. In both realms, both when they speak against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Lshonenu Nagbir, will prevail. Svasenu Itonu, the Svasayim, the lips with which they speak Chalokas, Ben Adam L'Chavero, Mi'odom Ono. There's no Ribon Shalom Nachman Litzlan who's master over us, who's going to hold us accountable, and we're not going to have to answer to people either. Contrary to their this self-imposed deceit. So Mishora Niyim Me Enkas Av Yonim Ato Okun Yomar Hashem Oshes V'Yesha Yofiach Lo. So the Malbim here, the difference between an Oni and an Evyon, so Rashi has this al Torah also, that Evyon is Lashem To'ev, desiring. And Evyon is someone who's more destitute than an Oni, in that he's To'ev L'chol Davar, is that he has nothing. It's not that he has a house, but he has no food to eat. He has nothing. He's tied the whole dove. He has no resources. The Oni is poor, is impoverished, but not to the same extreme as the Evyon. So that's why Mishod Aniyim means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to rise up after Okim Yom Hashem against the plundering from Aniyim. Aniyim, there is what to steal from them. An Oni has something. There's what to steal from an Oni. From Evyonim, there's nothing to steal. So Evyonim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be Tovei Elbonim in their cry. The cry that the Evyon, when the Evyon turn to people, turn to society for help. So then he was totally ignored. And there's nothing that you can take, that you can steal from the Evyon. Ushara niyim enkas Evyonim. Ato olkem yomer Hashem. To punish them. Oshes b'yesha yafiach lo. Vayipach ba'apa, right? To exhale, to blow out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll speak out words of Yeshua for the Evyonim. Imros Hashem Amos Tahoros Kesef Tzoviv Ba'alil Lo'oret Mezukach Shivasai. So Imrei Hashem are described in the Pasuk A as being Tahoros, B that they're compared to Kesef, to silver. So the Malbim says, Neged HaDovim, here the Malbim in Pasuk Zayin, Neged HaDovim Osav Be'emuna, those who speak brazenly in the realm of Emuna. Unfortunately, it doesn't take imagination to come up with examples of Ziyuv Toras Hashem and Lidrash Badrasha Shaldofi. One doesn't have to do research about what people said millennia ago. So neged hadovim osad v'emuna v'hamishtavim v'zayim taras Hashem v'lidush v'adrosh v'shadofi omer imos Hashem amoros taharos haynu ha'amorim v'hamalitzos v'hasipurim shevatora shehem levushim ugvios they're like clothing and the body to hachokhma elokis vahasodos hatsunim ba shehem nishamos aleihem heim tohoros shegam hasipurim vahamalitzo shabatora heim nekios mikol sig. Lo ki imos ha-philosophim she-yalbishos ha-chochmos b'sipurim b'duyim she-ein bo'im mo'il. Lo chein ha-torah she-gam ha-nigla mimena she-hu levush al ha-ne'lam hi tahora u-melei ha-chochma u-musa. So the Malbim here, I think it reflects, I think in Isha Halacha, the Rav quotes from the Zohar HaKadosh, this idea that the stories in Chumash, the Zohar says, all have a Nistor Dika meaning as well. Yitzchak Avinu and his Avodim, there's more to the story than digging wells. But when Yaakov Avinu is shepherding sheep, there's something more that's being, there's something on a very different level which is being depicted metaphorically, al derech moshel, in that. But here, the Malbim says what characterizes Mishlei HaTorah is that not only is the Nimshal pure and of incredible value, right, compared to Kesef, But even the moshel itself is pure and instructive. Shegam hasipurim v'hamalitza shabbat Torah hem nekios mikol sig. HaTorah shegam hanigla mimena shehu levush el hanelam hi tahora umalea chokhma musar. So Torah, even when something is only the nigla of Torah, but the nigla of Torah itself is also tahor, pure, in the sense of being mole chokhma. That on the nigla dikka level, there's also tremendous chokhma, and there are limudim, Aesop's fables. So on the nigla dikka level, so it's right, it's nonsense. Sour grapes is not a good lesson. Sour grapes is a good lesson that there's such a tendency that we have to dismiss things as sour grapes. But you know, fox don't talk, and they don't jump for grapes, and they don't. The nigla is shus. The nigla is a fairy tale. Masha and Cain, Imos Hashem Amoros Tahoros. This point the Rambam has also, it's a little confusing, because in the pasuk the Rambam is quoting, Kesef will represent the Moshal and Zohar the Nimshal, whereas in this pasuk Kesef represents the Nimshal. So just please bear that in mind. So the Rambam quotes the pasuk in Mishlei, that Shlomo HaMelech compares Divrei Torah to Tapuche Zohav B'maskios Kesef. So Tapuche Zohav, the inside is gold, and the outer, well, for a minute we'll translate maybe imprecisely according to the Rambam, the outer wrapping is silver. But the Rambam says specifically, interesting, I think Lule the Rambam, we would have said Maskios Kesef, I think we would have said is Lashon Evan Maskis Lo Sitnu Ba'artzachan L'Hishachavos Aleha. It means Maskis is Lashon V'Sakos Al Ha'aron, something that covers. So I think Lule the Rambam, we would have said Tapuche Zohav, you have the golden these golden balls in silver covering. But the Rambam says no. The Rambam says that Maskios is Lashon, he says the Targum translates Vayashkev as V'istachi. And so he says that what Maskios mean is a covering which is a type of netting with sort of tiny holes, the way netting will have. And he says that what it means is that the Torah's Mesholim, even when you have something in the Torah which also represents a Nistar, there are two characteristics of the Nigla. Listen to this extraordinary Pshat of the Rambam. This is number one, the imagery of Maskios, that it's netting, that you can see, means that there are hints in the Moshol, there are hints in the Nigla to what the Nistar Dikah intent is. That's what Maskios conveys. And B, says the Rambam, Kesef, the fact that the wrapping paper is not the cheap paper that you throw in the garbage. That the wrapping is silver, so albeit silver is less valuable than gold, so it's not the ultimate meaning, but it's tremendously valuable. So that's what the Rambam says. Even the Nigla Dikah level of understanding the wrapping, the netting, which is around the tapuche zohar, the maskios kasef, even apshatim shalahem, chochma hamo'ila b'dvarim rabim. For instance, the rabos tikun matzav hacheveros ha'anoshios, how society should function. Kein nira, kach nira min apshatim shal mishle v'shal ksuvim acherim me'ein zeh. And then the Nistur Dikr is talking about emunah and the yanim relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same idea as the Malbim here, the two levels and the Kiddush being that even the Nigla Dikr level is intrinsically meaningful. Ato Hashem tishmerem titzrenu min hador zu le'olam. The difference in the Be'ui Amilos, so Nitzor the Shoni Meira, so Nitzor also means to guard, to safeguard. The difference between Shmira and Nitzira, the Malbim explains, is that Nitzira is even a higher level of Shmira. So the Ata Hashem Tishmereim refers to the Nigla Dikah dimension of Torah, and the Titzranu refers to the Nista Dikah, the holier, the more sacred the Divrei Torah. So then the greater level of Shmira is necessary. A and B, it's also often more easily distorted. So after Hashem Tishmerem Titzrenu min hador zu le'olam, the Divrei Torah against those who look to distort Divrei Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu safeguard both levels of Torah, the Tishmerem and the Titzrenu, both the Amira, the words themselves, the simple meaning of the words, as well as the deeper nimshal intent. The need for this is because saviv rishon yishalochem. In this generation, in David HaMelech says, in this generation, where Rishayim, as it were, encircle Divrei Torah, and what characterizes this generation, David HaMelech says, is Kerum Zlus Levnei Adam, Dvarim Zolim, which are cheap, which are inauthentic. So that's what's elevated. That's what people want. That's what they're focused on. That's what's elevated for Livnei Adam, and that's why there's such a need for Tishmerem and Titzrenu. You know, in our generation, it's also very true that in teaching Torah, what teaching Torah means, as all parents do within the context and confines of their home to their children, whether it means as Rabbanim do from the pulpit and shul, or as Mechanchem do in the classroom. In all of those venues, there's such a need just to preserve authenticity. There's so much, from some people it's intentional, Bilbul HaMelechos, and as a result, with many other people, it's unintentional, Bilbul HaMelechos, because of the first group. There's just so many basic yesodos and emuna and hashkafa. A person doesn't need to say chidushim to enlighten people. There's so much of the distortion and the need for tishmerim and tinsrenu is a very great one. Okay, we'll stop there.